Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
The federal immigration operation targeting much of the Bay Area has now been called off for the entire region. Oakland Mayor Barbara Lee making the announcement late this morning, saying that she received confirmation from the Alameda County Sheriff. President Trump said yesterday via social media that he had called off the enforcement in San Francisco, but it was unclear if the rest of the Bay Area was still being targeted in the operation until Mayor Lee's announcement of its complete cancellation. With news that the enforcement had been called off region-wide, KCBS political analyst Mark Sandalo says it's likely that money talked and President Trump listened.
I think the key to this, and I think probably Mayor Lurie of San Francisco deserves credit because he's probably the one who prompted them to do this, was that Trump got calls from a couple of people who speak a language he understands, and that's money. I mean, he got calls from, you know, the CEO of Salesforce, the CEO of NVIDIA. Those two together are worth $500 billion.
Federal agents arrived at the Coast Guard base in Alameda yesterday morning for the expected immigration operation. Their presence has been met with protests. Meanwhile, protesters who have been camped out at the entrance to Coast Guard Island in Alameda were glad to hear the news. But as KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports, they didn't immediately leave.
The news was a relief and what they were protesting for, but some fear.
For how long? I mean, that's the question.
Which was the motivation to stay camped out near the Coast Guard barrier for some protesters.
I'm not going to take that as like, great, I can go home and take a nap and, you know, stop paying attention. Yeah, just to make sure that they know that we're not like, oh, everything's fine and dandy, time to go home.
In Alameda, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
A day after announcing federal agents are standing down, San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie carried on with business as usual. As KCBS's David Welch reports, the mayor avoided taking any direct questions on the subject, but plenty of others chimed in.
The mayor's always made it a habit of avoiding any direct mention or criticism of the president. And although it's unclear how much that strategy played a part in keeping federal intervention at bay, many of the mayor's colleagues say his approach deserves a lot of credit.
I'm grateful to Mayor Lurie for keeping the National Guard and ICE out of San Francisco.
State Senator Scott Wiener joined a chorus of praise from local, state, and federal officials. He says he's happy to see the mayor went to the mat for San Francisco, but he says the president should be seeing what's clear to everyone else.
We don't need ICE flooding San Francisco with their ski masks, grabbing people. We don't need the National Guard here.
And although it's being reported that the entire region is being spared a federal intervention, Senator Wiener says that could change at a moment's notice.
Donald Trump can change his mind. He does that a lot.
In San Francisco, David Welch, KCBS.
A Mountain View barber accused of being one of the South Bay's most prolific sexual predators is back in Santa Clara County after being extradited from Guatemala. Prosecutors say 35-year-old Franklin Enrique Sereno Orla is charged with sexually assaulting more than 19 men, though investigators believe the total could be more than 60. Many of the victims were reportedly unconscious during the attacks. Authorities say Sarcino Orla is HIV positive and faces 43 felony charges, including sexual assault, drugging, and kidnapping. If convicted, he could spend life in prison. He's scheduled to be arraigned on Monday afternoon in Palo Alto. Today should be payday for America's federal workforce, but instead, 1.4 million people are once again missing their paychecks. That's because the Senate is still split over a spending bill to fund the government. And after a dozen failed votes, the pressure is up on both sides to find a solution. CBS News correspondent Michael Wallace with Senate vacating Capitol Hill. The shutdown is guaranteed to last at least another week.
At least they're voting on some different proposals to try to break the stalemate, but still no movement. The Senate left town yesterday, and it is now guaranteed to last in the next week with nobody on Capitol Hill to do anything about it.
It's a situation that could easily snowball through the holiday season. Around half of those federal workers have been furloughed since October 1st, while the remaining workers deemed essential continue to work without pay. About 70,000 law enforcement officers with the Department of Homeland Security are being paid, along with active duty military personnel. The Department of Justice is preparing to send federal election observers to California and New Jersey next month, targeting two Democratic states holding off your elections following requests from state Republican parties. The DOJ announcing today that it is planning to monitor polling sites in one county in New Jersey and five counties in Southern and Central California: Los Angeles, Orange, Kern, Riverside, and Fresno. The goal, according to the DOJ, is to ensure transparency, ballot security, and compliance with federal law. Election monitoring is a routine function of the Justice Department, but the focus on California and New Jersey comes as both states are set to hold closely watched elections with national consequences on November 4th. New Jersey has an open seat for governor that has attracted major spending by both parties, and California, of course. We're holding our special election aimed at redrawing the state's congressional map to counter Republican gerrymandering efforts elsewhere ahead of the 2026 midterms. Most Californians vote by mail. The ballots are returned through the Postal Service, drop boxes, or at local voting centers, which typically leaves polling places relatively quiet on Election Day. California is giving Planned Parenthood $140 million to keep 109 clinics open after Congress cut funding for the health system in July. Governor Gavin Newsom said the move reflects the state's commitment to abortion and reproductive health care. Lawmakers will take up the issue of continued funding when the legislature convenes in January. California is the fourth state after Washington, Colorado, and New Mexico to pledge public funds to Planned Parenthood. Republicans have criticized Planned Parenthood for decades for offering contraception and abortion services.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The recreational Dungeness crab season opens November 1st, but with some major restrictions in parts of Northern California. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife has delayed the start of crab fishing from the Oregon border to the Sonoma-Mendocino County line after state health officials found unsafe levels of domoic acid. That's a toxin that can cause serious illness in humans. In regions further south, officials are advising people not to eat crab guts and have restricted the use of crab traps to protect humpback whales from entanglement. Meanwhile, the commercial crab season is delayed statewide due to whale and sea turtle activity. Wildlife officials plan to reassess conditions in mid-December with a possible opening around New Year. Marin County officials are warning residents to prepare for seasonal king tides over the next few months that could flood low-lying roads and coastal areas even without rain. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, tides high enough to cause roadway flooding are expected in November, December, and January, with the greatest risk if storms arrive at the same time. County officials are urging drivers to avoid flooded roads and reminding residents that even a few inches of water can stall a car. They're also encouraging people in flood-prone areas to clear their drains, test their sump pumps, and keep the sandbags at the ready. Predicting king tide dates are November 5th through the 7th, December 4th through the 6th, and January 1st through the 3rd. Well, Rivian will pay $250 million to settle a 2022 class action lawsuit filed by shareholders who claimed the company misled investors about vehicle pricing when it went public. This according to a court filing yesterday. The electric vehicle maker's stock plunged by nearly 40% in 2022 after it sharply raised prices on two of its models, sparking backlash from customers. While San Francisco's coming women's professional baseball team may not play in the city right away, there is plenty to look forward to on the horizon. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports the league is planning a measured approach to its initial launch.
In choosing the first four cities for the inaugural Women's Professional Baseball League season, league co-founder Justine Siegel says having a team by the Bay makes too much sense.
San Francisco has such a rich history in baseball and in sports, and also in just supporting women.
There's still plenty to be unveiled. Team names, mascots, where to watch. The first year, all teams will play at one neutral site before moving to home ballparks in 2027.
There will be many different ways that you can interact with us, whether that's social media, on-site, or through watching us through streaming or a broadcast.
Coming up next month, teams will draft players. More than 100 are eligible.
What will be different is our roster size will be 15 with the reserve list. For us, we use dual players.
Siegel says once the league launches, teams will give fans plenty to cheer for.
It's baseball. It's our national pastime, but women playing it bring it a whole new level of passion and play.
Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Carmel Beach along the Monterey County coast is closed until further notice because of a sewage spill. The Carmel Area Wastewater District says about 50 to 100 gallons of sewage spilled because of a break inside a sewer main line, causing the closure of Carmel Beach at Ocean Avenue and Carmel by the Sea until samples taken there indicate that the water is safe again for human contact. Families, if your little monsters are climbing the walls, waiting, wondering what to wear for their Halloween costumes, you may want to head over to Children's Fairyland in Oakland. As KCBS's Matt Bigler reports, the popular Storyland Park is putting on a Halloween jam this weekend.
Children's Fairyland looks a little spookier than usual this weekend.
There's streamers, there's spiders sneaking around different corners, big fuzzy ones.
And there are plenty of witches about.
Most are the good kind. Spokesperson Morgan Rothenbaum says there's plenty of family fun at the annual Halloween Jam.
Games, food trucks, music, just a little bit more entertainment than you're used to at Fairyland.
Chris was visiting with his wife and kids all the way from Boston.
This is our first time.
Oh my God. Wow. Well, you came on a special day.
We're quite aware.
This year is the 75th anniversary of Children's Fairyland, and Rothenbaum says attendance has been spooktacular.
Our 75th anniversary, wow, we had so many people show up for the birthday. It was almost overwhelming for our team.
The three-day event offers crafts, puppet shows, and hands-on experiments for young children. In Oakland, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.